Today's daf is Beitza Daf Chaf Tes, the last daf here in the third parak. And just before we start Beitza Daf Chaf Tes, I pointed out that I skipped one line yesterday, so I just wanted to be mashlam that. Yesterday on Amud Aleph towards the top, I by mistake left out a line, so let's just read it now on the fourth line. Va'amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Tabach. A fifth line. Amar or Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Tabach Uman Asur Lishkol Basar B'mayim. Even weighing through displacement of water is also asur on Yatif. That's also a form of weighing. If I put the meat in and I see how much water came out and I know how much weight that would represent, that also is asur, an asur type of weighing on Yatif. Okay, so that was just the one line from yesterday. Now we get to Chaf Chesam Abeis. On the bottom says the Mishnah. So we're back to the issues of weighing. Lo yomar adam utabach, shkol li bedinar basar. I'm not allowed to go to a butcher on Yantif and say, weigh out for me a dinar's worth of basar. I mean, not only is it usher to say, state the price, but even if I just describe the amount of meat, I'm also shouldn't do that in a way where I mention a dollar amount. Aval shochetu mechalik b'neihem. But he can shecht it without mentioning any price below pisuk damim, and they split it. Right? The Meiri, I just formulated it in the way that the Meiri says that we should understand it, because the Meiri asks, "What's the chiddush of this mishnah as compared to the last mishnah? The previous mishnah already said that you can't mention money. So what's the chiddush of this mishnah?" So the Meiri explains the previous mishnah was actually masa umatan, buying and selling. How much do you want to pay? Do you want me to pay for it? That was what was asur earlier, but now it's saying even if I'm not having a coming up with a business agreement, I'm just describing the amount that I want. That also is also that also is included in the iser. V'achshav hifligl hashmienu sha'af b'she'ein no seven no sein klal ela sha'omer tein li bediner basar klomar masha takir b'daitecha she'yeh shavet dinar afalpikin aser. Right, so any mention, not only if you're actually making the deal, but any mention of money is not appropriate in this context. Again, even we might say, you know, we're not buying things on Yantif, we have refrigerators, we might have things before Yantif, but what else do we talk about at the Shabbos and the Yantif meal? Right, this also relates to that. Any type of business dealings, right, is something that we should stay away from on Yantif. We learned at the end of Masechah Shabbos, if you remember the Mishnayos, in terms of reading Shtarei Hedyotos. And one of the pshatim of reading Shtarei Hedyotos, the isra of reading Shtarei Hedyotos, is anything to do with business. Advertisements, where it's really lamais. I'm not just reading it for entertainment. I'm reading it because I might, you know, actually buy something. Anything to do with the business section, business pages, that is all included in the isra of Shtarei Hedyotos. That also is an extension of keeping the day of Shabbos and Yontif different than weekday, and my dibur should be different, and everything that I'm involved in should be different. So the Gemara asks, Hechi Avid, so what do I do if I want to get a piece of meat from a butcher on Yontif? Because I don't have a refrigerator, and he shechted it Yontif morning, and I want to get it, so what do I do, what do I say? So the Gemara says, Kiha de Besura Amri Tartu Otarta Upalgo Tarta in Sura, the pieces of meat were called tartas. So he said, please give me one tarta, half a tarta. Banarsh, but nothing to do with money, just to do with the amount, how it was cut. Banarsh Amri Chalko Upalgo Chalka, Bipopadisa Amri Uzia Upalgo Uzia, Banarpakodu Masamaxia Amri Riva Upalgu Riva. Right, everybody please give. You could ask the person to give me this, to give me that, but based on the name of the cut in that city, right? Rashi says, "Kol tabachin hayu menatchin behemo sehen bishave kach v'kach nach nisachim in a behema." Right, that's the amount of pieces that you want from the butcher. A couple of weeks ago, we mentioned in Parshas here where Masa Machasya got its name. Right, Masa, the city of Machasya, Chisayon is like compassion and pity. And that's what we mentioned from Zohar, when Masa Masi got its name, there was a terrible plague going on, and one of the Tanam ran around with Ketores to try to prevent the plague, right? We discussed this Parshas Kisisa. And in that way, there was Rachmanis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the city, and from that day on, they named the city Masa Machasya. Okay. Says the next Mishnah, we have finished now weighing out with price issues. But now the Mishnah says, how are you allowed to weigh out in other mutter ways? Omer Adam Lachadero, Maleli Klize. A person could say to their friend, could you fill up this kli? Let's say I go to the winery and I need some wine for Yantif. And I can't say, you know, I'd like to buy a certain amount of wine, you know, this amount of shekel of wine. No, can you fill out this cup for me? That's fine. Male li klize avalobamida. But not with a mida. We'll have to see what that means in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Imhaya Kli Shel Mida Lo Yimalenu. Rabbi Yehuda says, if it is a measuring kli, you cannot use that. So what did the Tanakhama say? The Tanakhama says you can't do it by mida. Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's a kli shel mida lo yimalenu. So there's some machlokas here. It's not clear what exactly is the machlokas. But Hashem, the Gemara will explain it. Let's first finish. Maisa ba'abishol ben bitnis. There was a story. Shayim amali midosa me'er of yantif. He used to fill up his midos, fill up his kalim from before yantif. He used to sell wine. Vidosa lekuchas b'yantif, and he actually gave it him on yantif. He filled it up before yantif because he didn't want to violate this iserim, right? This seems to be a continuation of Rabbi Yehuda's statement. Rabbi Yehuda says, if a kli shel mida, you can't use it, and you can't, you have to fill it up before yantif. Abishal omer, af b'moed osakein. Even on chol hamoed, he did this, meaning the night before. It's not just a yantif thing. It's a chol hamoed thing. Why? Mipnei birurei hamidos. That means the foaming of the measurements. When they used to pour in the wine, so it foamed, what we would call fizz. And sometimes you pour a cup of soda, lahavdil, and not so lahavdil, and you fill it up, and it gets fizzy, and all of a sudden you realize you have a third of a cup of soda. Right? The whole top two-thirds was fizz. So also when they used to sell it, so they didn't want to cheat people. He didn't want to cheat people. So if again, yantif, he didn't want the foam to be existent when the person paid for it, because you wouldn't know how much is there. So he did it the night before, so the phone would subside, it would go down, and then the next morning he'd be able to fill up the rest of it and properly not cheat people. Right? That was the Mipnei Biruri Amidos, because of the phone, he did it the night before. The Chachamim Omrim, Af Becholos, okay, not only on Chol HaMoed, but even on weekdays. Mipnei Mitzui Hamidos. Mitzui Hamidos is a similar idea in terms of pouring oil. When they used to pour oil, let's say I used to measure out in a cup, this amount of oil I'm going to give you. So when I would pour it into your kli, you, the buyer, sometimes it would be so sticky that some of the oil would remain in the pouring utensil. But I measured it in my utensil and now I'm giving it to you. So if there's anything left in the pouring utensil, I'm cheating you. Right? Sometimes you have to hold something upside down the whole night. Sometimes if there's a ketchup bottle, it doesn't come out, but if you put it upside down, after 10 minutes, there's more ketchup that comes out. Right? Because it sticks into the pouring utensil. So there too, in the Mishnah, the Chachamim say, even on weekday, he used to do this when he used to give the oil, so there wouldn't be any cheating. There wouldn't be anything left in the pouring utensil, and I would make sure to give it to the buyer. So, was it done on Yantif? Was it done even on Chol HaMoed? Was it even done on Chol Mipnei Mitzui Hamidos? Once we're talking about measuring, you know, we mentioned it yesterday, there's an Isser, besides the issue, as we spoke about in previous Mishnayos, regarding Uvdin to Chol, and that is weekday activities. We don't want to mention any type of money, but here we're getting into the issues of Medida itself. There is an Isser Derabbanan of Medida on Shabbos and Yantif. Stop measuring. Not allowed to measure on Shabbos and Yantif, right? That is the Isser Derabbanan created. There is a machlokas whether, let's say, a thermometer, what status does a thermometer have on Shabbos in terms of muksa? Or what about a scale? A scale used for people to weigh themselves. Is that's a kli, but what type of kli is it? Is it a kli shemalachto le'iser, which we might say is right? It's a medidas aser. You're not allowed to weigh yourself on Shabbos. You're not allowed to weigh unless a person is a chola, as we said yesterday, which would be a medidas shal mitzvah, which we'll mention the Shulchan Aruch Be'ez Hashem in a minute. But is that a kli shemalachto le'iser or no? Because there are certain times that medidas mutter. You don't need a unusual kleis of chola she'ish bo sakana. Right, you don't have to have such a case. Remember, we had about a week and a half ago, we had a Tosfos that discussed that you're not going to say, oh, mitoch, and allow all types of cooking on or any malacha on Yantif. Why? Because since it's mutter, letzara chola, sheish b'sakana, it's mutter. No, you're not going to say that because that's unusual. That's a milzut lo shchicha. You're not going to take that into account. But even if it's not a chola sheish b'sakana, even a chola she'ein b'sakana, other types of mitzvahs, you could do medida. So maybe this thermometer, even though I'm not allowed to use it l'shem iser, but maybe it is a kli shemata leheter. So that is a discussion in the poskim. We'll probably know what to say. It's at least a kli shemata leheter. If you look at the Shmir Shabbos, a couple of Shmir Shabboses. In Perek Yudalit, I'm using the new one, in Halacha Membeis, Os Membeis, so the Shmir Shabbos says, Aser lo la adam lishkolet asmo achirim. First of all, you're not allowed to measure yourself. Not allowed to weigh yourself, I should say. I want to see how much the chalent added onto my waistline. So I'm going to weigh myself after the meal. No, not allowed to do that. Now a person is not allowed to weigh themselves or others on Shabbos or Yantif. V'chein aser limdoras govo. Also my height. Not allowed to weigh my weight. I'm not allowed to weigh my height on Shabbos or Yantif. Footnote. V'da. Says the Shmir Shabbos. Ki kli mishkal u'medida muksim heim basurim betiltol. They are muksa and asr to move. Not just asr to use, asr to move. Right, the language of the Mishnah we had in yesterday's daf, since we don't involve ourselves in scales, afshar to asr gam litzarech gufo makomo. Maybe it's muksa machmas, right, machmas atzmo, muksa machmas iser. And it's not just klisha malachto leisser. Uve pracha gam yishma ozaim shemak pidin aleim. Beyim muksa machmas chesr and kiss. If you have a fancy scale, maybe it'll be chesr or kiss. So he says that maybe it's even more than a klisha malachto leisser. I said maybe klisha malachto leheter before. Maybe it's even worse. Klisha malachto leisser versus muksa machmas isser. And therefore, says the Shmir Shabbos in the footnote there, that it is, could be that it is muksa and not even able to be used, letzarech gufo or letzarech mikomo. Interesting question. Whenever we use water in the house, our water meter moves outside. We don't even notice it, but our water meter moves. So is that called measuring? Obviously, we know this is going to be mutter, but you just got to formulate it that it is mutter. So that's earlier in the Shmir Shabbos. And Perek Yud Beis, oschaf. Says the Shmir Shabbos, Muftar Liftalach Beres Mayim. You're allowed to use water on you don't have to take out your water and have Mayim Shalanu every Shabbos. Right? You don't need that. Gam im Mayim Yavru Darach Shaon Mayim, Mehema Nimsoim Nimdadim, even though it's measured. Why? Because Pashas, that's it, Issa Durabanan, Psik Resha, Issa Durabanan, that's what we discussed yesterday. And it's not only that, throw in one more, Ali De Grama. It's not like I'm measuring something. I'm using the water, and Mamela, there's a psik resha that somewhere else outside the house, it's not direct, right? So it's psik resha al yedei grama, slow nichali, I don't care that it's being measured. So that's okay, it's nicha to the water company, right? But I don't care about it, I'm the one that's doing it. So it's low nichali, and it's grama, that's mutter. Psik resha de grama is mutter. Right, that's what we've said in the past, right? The case that we always give, the post can give, if I have water on top of my sukkah, and I'm going to take off the cover of my sukkah, if it's going to hit the grass first, that's psik resha, and it's asur, daraisa. If it's going to hit the porch or the patio first, and then roll onto the grass, that's mutter. Psik resha, I think grum is mutter. Right, that's what we paskin. So that's the... That is what it says here in the Shmir Shabbos, that using my water, and the water meter is gonna get measured, still that is going to be mutter. That is not anything that I have to worry about. Measuring temperature outside. So if I set up a thermometer, measuring temperature in my body. So if I don't really need to, I can't do that just for fun, but if somebody is a chole, so that's called medida shel mitzvah. That's the basic din in the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shin Vav, Siv Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch says, mutter limdod b'shabes medida shel mitzvah. We mentioned this outside yesterday, today we see it inside. Kigon, limdod en yish b'mikvah arboim sa'ah, v'limdod ezor mishehu chole ve'lil chosh alav, kamo shenu agim anashim. Mutter. Davi medida shel mitzvah, any type of letzara chole, that is going to be mutter. Or a mikvah, somebody has to see if the mikvah has enough water to go into. All of that is mutter. And says the Mishnah Berurah, 1 minute, why is it mutter shel mitzvah? Don't we know the rule? Generally, you can do isurei d'rabban b'maka mitzvah? No, we don't paskin that way. We paskin shvus d'shvus b'maka mitzvah. We paskin a double d'rabban is mutter. To ask a non-Jew to do a d'rabban, letzarech mitzvah, letzarech tzarechei rabim, letzarech holy, letzarech b'maka b'efsim meruba. Right? If you have a double d'rabban, all these are mutter, not just one. And all of a sudden here, medida is mutter l'sorach mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah. V'yaf agab t'lo huter shvus afil b'maka mitzvah, k'mo shekasavnu le'el, shiny medida. T'lo avi iser kol kach ele mishum davi uvdin d'chol. It's a very weak drabanan, let's say. It's an inferior drabanan. Right, it's a medida, uvdin d'chol, so just l'tzarech mitzvah would be good enough. Alahachi shari b'maka mitzvah. You have to check the other uvdin d'chols. If they're going to be mutter l'tzarech mitzvah, but at least here, it is it is allowed. The Mishnah Berurah also gives other examples. What are other Medidah Shal Mitzvahs? Measuring Tumah, the size of a window, if there's Tumah in the next house. And it goes through into through a window. You know, is the window big enough to bring the tumah in, right? Or what did the butulim doke de l'shar shishim? What if an iser fell into heter, and I want to measure how much is in the pot in order to know if there was bittul that took place? So I'm allowed to measure shishim. That's also considered medidah shel mitzvah and refuah, as the Shulchan Aruch says, that is l'tzorach mitzvah as well. That's some of the issues relating to Medida, as is mentioned here in our Mishnah. So again, the Mishnah had a machlokas, which we're not exactly sure what the machlokas is. The Gemara is going to get into that right now. Remember the Tanakhama said, you could say, fill up this cup, but not with a Mida. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't use a clean Mida at all. So what's the machlokas? So my avaloba Mida, what does that mean, that you can't use a Mida? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. The Tanakhama holds, we're going to have two pshatim of the machlokas. Here's number one, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. The Tanakhama holds that you cannot use a measuring cup. You can't. But if it is something that will be used as a measuring cup, but it's never been used before, it's omed lamida, that's mutter, the Tanakhama says. As long as it has never been used before. If Shlomo Zalman here says, what do you mean it was never used before? Is it a measuring cup or is it not a measuring cup? So Shlomo Zalman says, maybe they didn't put the marks on it yet. The schnassos, right? The half a cup, all the different markers. So maybe it's going to be a measuring cup, but they didn't put that on yet. Or they did it, they used to have, or Shlomo Zalman quotes, they used to have certain stamps on anything that's used to measure or weigh so that people don't trick people, right? Because you can have a measuring item that's extra weighed. So it used to be a chotam, a special stamp to say, oh, this was approved, an approved measuring cup. So maybe it didn't have the approval yet. Those are two suggestions that Menachem Shlomo or Shlomo Zalman says here to describe what does it mean in omed lamida. So the Tanakhama holds that if it's a measuring cup mamish, you can't use it, but if it's omed lamida, you can. V'yas Rabbi Yehuda lameber, and that's the chumra of Rabbi Yehuda. Afilu kliha omed lamida lo yimalenu. Even if it's omed lamida, you didn't use it yet, but if it's going to be used, that's aser. Alma. So what do you see from this machlokas? Kabbalei Simchas Yantif Rabbi Yehuda lachumra of Rabbanu. You see, regarding issues of uvdin dechol and business related issues, Rabbi Yehuda is machmir for Simchas Yantif, and the Rabbanan are meko. But if you remember yesterday's daf, right, it was in the opposite direction. It's not. The Mishnah said at the beginning of yesterday's daf, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shokel Adam Basar Kineged Akliu Kineged Akofitz. Rabbi Yehuda says you could use you can use a scale by putting a kli or a large cutting instrument on the other side. The chama omer mashgichem kapazaim kolikar. And the chama machmir almar biyudu lekul varban lechumra. Kasha the biyudu the biyudu kasha the rabbanan the rabbanan. So we have a stira both in the biyudu and the rabbanan. Right. So this is, as we're about to see, this is the weakest type of stira that the Gemara could ask. Usually the Gemara asks mamish a stira. Here, we have a general category of Simchas Yantif. So you know there could be chilukim that are going to come up, which the Gemara is about to mention. It's not mamish a stira between two the same person who says the opposite thing in both directions. This is a direction stira, right? A chumra and kula in each of the Mishnayos. So we're going to be mechalik between the cases. So that's just a methodological point. You have to know sometimes you have very strong stiras, where sometimes the Gemara ends off with a tyufta or a kasha. Then you have weak stiras. This is an example of a weak stira. It's a general Simchas Yantif direction stira, which the Gemara is going to answer and distinguish right now. So, Rabbi Yehuda lo kasha. There's no stira within Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. The hasam b'she'ena omei lamida. Hachaba omei lamida. The difference is over here, the difference is whether it was omeid lamida or not. Over here, Rabbi Yehuda is machmir, because it's going to be used for a measurement. It's omeid lamida. Over there earlier, Rabbi Yehuda is mako. Why? Because we're talking about something that's not even omeid lamida, right? What that Mishnah says. You can shokel adam. You're not using a fancy type of scale. It's not omeid lamida. Drabana nami lokasha, and Drabana say the other way. Hasam ka'avid kida avdin b'chol. Over there, it's a problem to weigh anything because it's avdin b'chol. You're doing like you do on a weekday. Hacha lo ka'avid kida avdin b'chol. But over here, you're not. Over here, if you use something that's never been used before as a measuring instrument, then that's not called Ovdei Nechol. Oh, it's a weekday activity? You never used this before on a weekday. How can you call that a weekday activity? And therefore, it would be allowed. Good. Right? You could use it once. Right? This is not like a kli that wasn't tovel that you can't even use once. Right? Totally different issue. There's a mitzvah derabanan, or maybe even daraisa, to tovel a kli before I use it once. That's not uvdin dechol. It's a totally different halachic context. Here, it's talking about a weekday activity, so therefore the first time is going to be okay if I'm not doing it in the context of measuring. Okay, that is all number one explanation of the machlokas in the Mishnah. Now we have number two. Rava Amar, different pshat of the machlokas. My avolo b'mida shelo yizkar lo shemida. What does the Tanakhama mean? That you can't mention a measurement. Lo yizkar shemida. You can't say a quarter of a log or a lug. Just say fill up this kli. Period. That's all. But there's no limitation on the kli. Aval kli amyucha l'mida imalena. You could use a measuring instrument. You just can't say it. You can't say. You could give a cup. Of and say, "Can you please give me some sugar, please, in this cup?" But you can't say, "Can I have a cup of sugar?" That's a weekday activity. You can't use a kli amyuchal amida even without mentioning it. But you see, clearly, according to this, everybody would agree you could use a kli amyuchal amida. Where the machlokas is one step more lachumra, and now we have the same shakla v'tarya. Alma gabi sibchas yante Reb Yehuda lachumra v'rabbanan lakula. Yivchas shemin alu. We learned just the opposite. Titznan Reb Yehuda Omer yesterday's Mishnah. Shokal adabasa kneged a kli ukneged a kofitz. Acham Omer yemeshkicham bekapan zayim kolikar. Alma Reb Yehuda lakula v'rabbanan lachumra. Same exact stira we just had. Kasha Reb Yehuda Reb Yehuda. Kasha derabbanan adarabbanan. So we answer same answer. Reb Yehuda Reb Yehuda lo kasha kasam b'she'inam yuchalamida. Acham yuchalamida. Different. It's not omeid, but it's miyucha lamita, fitting it into his shita. Drabana, drabana, nami lo kasha, hasam ka'avdin ka'avdin b'chol, hacha lo ka'avdin ka'avdin b'chol. Over there was uvdin d'chol using a scale, but over here, you're not saying a word about any type of measurement. That's not uvdin d'chol. Da avdi inshi, de mekarvi chamra b'mana dekila b'shasu. Sometimes people use measuring cups to drink from, but not dafka because they want to measure. So if you give a measuring utensil without saying it, so it's okay. That's not called uvdin d'chol. Okay, that was all today's. We're explaining the first the machlokes in the Mishnah. Now we're up to the second half of the Mishnah. Remember, we have the what happened to Abishol ben Bitnis? Did he fill up his barrels the night before? Was that only on Yantif? Because he didn't want to get into measuring issues? Was that even on Chol HaMoed, he didn't want to get into foaming issues? Or even on a weekday, he didn't want to get into remaining in the pouring kli issues? Right, those are the three different dayas we had in the Mishnah. So Ma'isam Abishol ben Bitnis. Tana, Apamoed Osakein, even a Chol HaMoed, he did this, with a Bitl Beis HaMedrash. Or even on Yantif, because of Bitl Beis HaMedrash. What does that mean, Bitl Beis HaMedrash? Because Rashi says, let's read Rashi. Bottom right, Rashi is on both sides of the page here. Bottom right, Rashi says, Af b'moed osakein, shehoya chacham gadol, uboim rabim lish'ol heimenu. He was a big Talmud Chacham. He used to give shir on Yantif. This is the third time we've had shir on Yantif. Remember when we had these cases? Beginning of the second parak, where Blaz was in the middle of shir, and all this Talmidim kept leaving. Right, he started screaming at them. He got very upset. What's going on here? And then we had earlier also, we had one other time since then, that one of the Tanoim gave shir on Yantif. Remember we had, when they had to get to whether you're allowed to go out in a chair. A chair that's on Yantif, and some of them were carried in their special chairs, so the people wouldn't have to walk around when they gave shir on Yantif. Right? And here too is the third time. See, he used to give shir on Yantif, but he also used to sell barrels of wine. Many people are off from work and they want to come here a shir. Right? He didn't want to have to wait and have the wait for the foam to go down or for the oil to get removed before on Yantif. He had to give shir. So he used to do it the night before. Good. So that's Mipnei Bitl Beis HaMedrash. That was actually on Yantif. I misspoke before. Tana Rabbanan, who kines shalosh me'oz garve yayin mi biburi amidos. And even though he did this the night before, he still had 300 barrels of wine of extra where the foam didn't go down. What do you mean? The Tosfos Rid says here, because sometimes, even though he did it the night before, it got so busy, people wanted the wine, so he couldn't wait. Even after all the ones that he filled up were used up already. Still, they didn't want to wait. So he still had left over. Right? Meaning he judged how much he should have given, and there were these 300 that had a shemitz of gezel to them. Was it really stealing? They were mochel, as we'll see. But there were 300 barrels, or the Shlomo Zalmanir says, the Mincha Shlomo, not that it got so busy, but maybe he had from before he realized this. Before he started this practice of doing it the night before, so he had from before that. So he had 300 garve yayin. V'chavei rav kazu shlosh b'yos garve shemen. Mimitzi amidos. Right, like we said before, the oil that got stuck in from the vessels that poured out. V'eviyim l'fnei ha'gizbarim l'yushalayim. They didn't want to use this because it was like a shemes of gazelle. They didn't want to use this. They brought it to Yushalayim. They said, okay, we don't know who to give it to. Let's give it to the Beis HaMikdash. Amru lahem, the Chachamim said to them, yetem zkukim l'kach. You know what? You don't really have to do this. They were mochel. The buyers were mochel. They realized they were in a rush. So you don't really have to give this. Amru lahem af anu em ritzoneinu b'kach. We don't want it. Right? Lefni mishur es adin. You're right. I know we could keep it, but we don't want it. We don't want it. Amru lahem hol v'echmartem alatzmachem asu mehem tzorchei rabim. Okay, then don't give it to us. Do tzorchei rabim with it. Tzorchei rabim, you know, buy the items that could be used by all. Detanya gazal v'ni yodeh. Let me gazal, similar to a case where a person really stole, and he doesn't know who he stole from. Ya'aseh bohem tzorchei rabim. My ninu, what does that mean? Amar av chizda, baro shichanim aros. Have water sources so that you can help out the rabim. Help out the rabim. Look what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Du tzarchei rabim, shaharei mishel rabim haya v'yehenu habaylim mehen." Right? You may du tzarchei rabim. So maybe the person that it was supposed to be done from that you should have given it to will be nehene. Explains the farshim I saw in the Ma'oros Hadaf. He quotes from one of the rebbes. Right? The Arvi Nachal. Quotes from the Chovos Halavavos, that a person with sincere desire to do tshuva will be granted the opportunity to do so. Here too, Hashem made a miracle for those merchants by guarding the misappropriated drops of wine and oil back to their true owners. How many people out there are in the Rabbim? Millions? You're going to make a water source and the person who you took from, yen and mehen? So you might just say Rashi means in general. The Rabbim are going to get benefit. But maybe it could mean that the Kaddish Baruch Hu will orchestrate it so that the ones that it's supposed to be from will get them. Okay, Boro Shichen U Maris. Once talking about Gezel. One other question about Gezel, once we have a classic Chashuk Yechemek question. But he quotes here, quotes from let me just find the one, that Sheila, Maisa, Ba'adam Shekana Tabaz Lishto. A man got his wife a ring, wonderful. Not so wonderful, the wife lost the ring. The wife lost the ring, and the husband is very upset. Very upset. You don't love me. I can't believe you lost it. If you hadavar ka'ev ma'o labal, and he's always screaming at his wife and making her life miserable. Not that that's a good thing, but and the son hears about this, and he can't bear to listen to the screaming that his father is doing to his mother, and the woman is even crying about it. And he says, "That's it." He goes back to the store that the husband bought the ring from, and he says, "I want the same ring. I want the same ring." So, fine, he gets the same ring. The problem is that it cost a lot of money. But I'm going to put it in a place where my mother is going to find it. She's going to say, "Oh, I found it." And it's going to bring back shalom bias. The problem is he allowed to take money out of his father's wallet in order to go buy the ring? It's stealing. But it's saving my father, the questioner says, from this terrible avera. Tabla Avera of taking advantage and Dimasa Krova. Is he allowed to do that? So Revel Zervos, he says, I asked my father-in-law, Revel Yashiv, and he says, if the goal is to save the father from Gehenim, so then it's Mutter. Right, there's he quotes the Gemara in Ksubis, that Rev Rechumi, every Hoshia Kamei Derava Ben Mechuza, he always came to Rava, Havi Rogel, Havi Asi, Lebese, he always came home every, remember this Gemara in Ksubis, he came home every Erev Yom Kippur, and one Erev Yom Kippur, he was very, very late. He was in the middle of a Sugya, Havi Maschei Debisi, Hashta Asi, Hashta Asi, the wife is always looking out, where's my husband, he didn't come, Cholish Daite, Achiz Dim Asa Me'ene, a tear came out of her eyes, and there were terrible consequences for the husband in the case of the Gemara. So what do you see from there? That muta hare shahabal nifta la'achar she'ishto bachta alav. So he says, in our case, was he Muslim? It's like a father is sick, umisarev liknos trufa. It's like he doesn't take his own medicine. Shemuta lahotzi me'arnako, shelo b'yidiyaso, kedei la'atzilo. So here too, the father's killing himself, Rachmana litzlan. Ulam, but if the son is doing it, not because the father is being mitzar the wife so much, but just because the mother is in pain, because she lost it, then you probably don't have such a heter. Because it's not the husband's fault, it's just stealing from the husband in order, from the father, in order to give it to the mother. Either way, that's just one idea regarding Gezel. Regarding Gezel. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Adbre, four lines to the bottom. Adbre, Rav Chisda, Ravana, Ukva, the Darash, Rav Chisda took Ravana on a walk with him. He was walking, Rashi explains, through the fields, and he took him and he darshed in the following. Lo yimdot adam se'orim v'yitein levnei behemto b'yantif. A person cannot measure barley to put in front of his behema. Right, that's also measuring. Aval koderhu kavo kabayim v'noseh levnei behemto b'yantif. What you could do is, usually you take out from the pile and you fill up the cup. So that's normal measuring, and you can't do that. What you can do is you can stick the whole measuring cup into the pile of barley. Right, that's an unusual way of doing it, and therefore it would be mutter. Ve'eino choshesh, you don't have to worry. As a Rashi says, koder. Koder means to insert. Remember we had in Eiravin, the Mishnah says, mekadrin baharim, a way to measure the tchum. Mekadrin is as if you stick a pole into the mountain. So that's mekadrin. So koder, ve'eino choshesh, you don't have to worry about it. Vanachto modi tavlim, v'nozit toktei raso, and a nachtom, a baker, can measure out spices in order to put into his pot, l'tokte raso, kidei shelo yakdiyach tafshilo. That's considered sorech mitzvah. He doesn't want his kedera to burn, and therefore he can measure out in this case. This line is crucial in our Gemara. Why? Could have mentioned this before, but the Tzlach, the Noda Behuda on our Mishnah asks, what are all these Mishnayos doing here? It's the same exact Mishnayos as found in the end of Masechta Shabbos. The same exact halachas. You can't measure price. You can't mention prices. You can't measure out normally. So it's the same halachas. So what's the difference? What, the Chiddush is, oh, because you might have thought here it's mutter because of Ochel Nefesh? It's the same Uvdin Dechol activities. So he says, well, here's a new one. V'nosein letok de Russo. You can put the tavlin in. That's not allowed on Shabbos. So there are slight differences, and that's why these Mishnayos have to be mentioned. That's what the Tzlach here says. The Nero de Yantif Itzrich le Lefima Darinam Khan, the Nachnum Mode Tavlim, Rosin Tekdok de Rosso, the Kamashlan, the Mishnah Seinu, the Kolzeb, and Nachtum Atzmo Mishalo, the Chenaisha Kemach Shalabesa, the Nachtum could do it in the house. For his own Ochel Nefesh, he can't measure it out for other people. Avalomar Lechenvani, Hamocher Tavlin, or Hamocher Kemach, so that is Aser Ulefi Shedvarim Elu Shayachim Rak Bi Yantif. So there are a few nuances, new halachas about Yantiv, not about Shabbos, and that's why these Mishnayos are mentioned here.
Yesterday, didn't we say that with respect to meat, even in your house, you couldn't measure it?
So we mentioned for some of those halachas, measuring it in the house, but I guess here, putting the spices in where it's Ein Breira, you can't do this before Yantiv, it would be allowed. It would be allowed. But you're right, we had some days yesterday that said certain items are also even inside the house. Okay. Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, Amar Rav, Modedes Isha Kemach B'yantif, and Osenes Latochi Sasa, Kadesha Tito Chala B'ayin Yafeh. A woman can measure out flour. She's baking. You ought to bake on Yantif. So she can measure it out, how much flour she's using, because we wanted to give Chala B'ayin Yafeh. She wanted to take off B'mafresh Chala in the days of giving it to the Kohen B'ayin Yafeh. So you have to know how much it is in order to take off 1/24th, whatever the shear is that Chazal determined. V'shmuel Amar Azar, Shmuel said no. You're not allowed to do that, right? You want to take out a lot? That's what Rav says, right? If you don't know what the Issa is, Rashi says she's going to be mekametzes, and she's going to say, oh, I don't have so much as a big dough. But if she actually measures, she's going to take off what she should. And Shmuel says, no, that's usser. I've a ton of devei Shmuel mutter, but ton of devei Shmuel. In Shmuel's yeshiva, they said it's mutter, so how can Shmuel say usser? So Amar Abaya, hasha da Amar Shmuel usser, v'ton of devei Shmuel mutter. It must be Shmuel halacha lamaisa asalashminon. It must be Shmuel is coming to teach us halacha lemaisa. Meaning what? Tosfos, top. Pirish, de'im yavo shum adam lish'olanu. This is quoting from Rashi on the bottom of the previous Amud. Yesh lanu, lanu kesed yaseh. If a person asks, what should I do? So we tell him asr. And that's why Shmuel said asr, if you ask him, even though me'ikra did its mutter. Right, another halacha like we had a couple of days ago, that halacha ve'ein morin kain. Halacha ve'ein morin kain. We're not mochev, but that's why you can have a stira, asr and mutter. Good. Tana Rabbanan. I'm sorry, one other halacha. Tosfos says, what about bizman hazeh? What about bizman hazeh when you don't have to worry about the shear? So there, Tosfos says, bizman hazeh, of course it will be asr. Because the only hetter that Rob said before is because you want to give it to a kohen ba'ayin yafeh. So Tosfos says right in the middle, v'omer of Shmuel me'yivra, t'yafilum an da'amar da'alacha karav, mikol makom, aser lanu bizman hazeh, lindod, mishom lito chala ba'ayin yafeh, t'davka b'yim mehen, shayim afrishin chala achas, mechav dalid. Then they used to give it 1/24th, v'nosnin l'kohen, shayach lomad demut, mishom ayin yafeh. Aval anu, shayim afrishin, ki'im ma'at, what do? We take off a mashahu. What challah do we take off? Only a tiny amount, and then we burn it. Afilu me'isa maruba. V'ozo ma'nami ino nachal nisraf ein limdod. So we don't do that today. There's no heter of measuring today. There is a problem that who was the one that said it was mutter? Rav. Rav lived after the chod. Rav didn't have a hafrashas challah to a coin either. Rav lived in Bavel. Right, so Tzarech Ian, what was Rav, why did Rav say that if he was in Bavel and he also, bizman his time, he didn't give the challah as we have. And again, that's Havarshas Challah is Mitzvah Zaseh Daraisa, Sefer by Midbar, and there's a lot to talk about there in terms of the Shiurin, in terms of what Bracha said. Right, interesting discussion in the Nusach HaBracha in Shulchan Aruch. What is the Nusach HaBracha of HaFrashas Challah? The Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Chavches, in Yeredeya, B'shosh Shayafresh Challah Miyavarech Asher Kedushonu B'todah B'zivanu LaHafresh Shruma. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. LaHafresh Shruma. The Ramah says, oh, LaHafresh Challah. Right, Challah is called Shruma in the Torah. Tarimu Shruma. But it's called Challah in Chazal, right? Meseches Challah is the Mesechta, Meseches Trumos and Meseches Challah. They're all called, you know, Truma, Challah, Truma, and Trumas Meiser. But it's a discussion. We discussed this also a couple weeks ago in the Parshas here, whether brachos go by the Lashon HaPasik or goes by Lashon Chazal. That could be the machlokas here between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, lahafresh truma or lahafresh chal. But in terms of the shiurim, right, one has to make sure that there's a requisite shiur in order to know whether you have a chiyuv to be mafresh chala, whether you have to have a chiyuv to be mafresh chala with a bracha, or you don't have any chiyuv to be mafresh chala. If you make a couple of cookies, there's no chiyuv of chala. It has to be a certain minimum amount, and again, there are different minhagim for what the minimum amount has to be. There's minhagim in chutz la'aretz generally goes by less than 3 pounds, 3 to 5 pounds, and more, and 5 pounds and up. Right, less than 3 pounds, the minhag is not to, 3 to 5, do it without a bracha, and a 5 pound bag of flour, it's used. In Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is to do less. Right, even less than that, to be mafresh, and to be mafresh even with without a bracha. Some minhag Yerushalayim is even 1.2 kilograms. Right, 2 plus pounds to be mafresh without a bracha, and already, you know, 1.5 kilo, 3 pounds even to be mafresh with a bracha. So again, different minhagim in different places for hafreshes challah. Okay. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara ain shonen kemach b'yantiv. What's shonen? Shonen means to repeat. So Rashi explains they used to sift twice. They used to sift originally to get out any psoles, but then they used to sift again to make it very fine. Make it very fine, sifting. So the statement Tana Rabbanan is that you can't do this second type of sifting on yantiv. Mishum Rabbi Papias Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Amru shonen. Yes, you can. Vishavin shonafol l'tochan sroro ki same shoshonin. And also, even the Tanakama would agree that if a rock or a pebble or splinter went in, then you could get it out. Then you could get it out. That's a real tzorach that you couldn't have done before Yantif. Why is it also in the first place? Merakade. Why isn't this mutter mishum ochel nefesh? So many different pshatim in the Rishonim connecting back to what we discussed already twice. When did we discuss that Dervachol Nefesh? On Daf Gimel, at the beginning of the Masechta, the beginning of Daf Chaf Gimel, the beginning of this Perek, and right here, the Rishonim in all three places discuss it. Rashi says the same thing. Rashi doesn't talk on Daf Gimel, but Daf Chaf Gimel in here. You know why it's Aser? Because you could have done this before Yontif. Remember, Rashi has the distinction of Efshar and E-Efshar even within Ochel Nefesh Mamish. And that was the other Rishonim's problem with Rashi. That distinction is only within Machshiri Ochel Nefesh. We had Rabbi Yehuda a couple of days ago. Not within Ochel Nefesh itself. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. Why is it different if a rock falls in? Because then you couldn't have known about before Yontif. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. Ochel Nefesh, Efshar, or E-Efshar before Yontif. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos on Daf Gimel quotes the Yerushalmi. Milisha ve'elach. The only malachas that are mutim shom ochel nefesh are kneading and beyond. Kneading and maybe grinding and baking. Lisha ve'elach. That's the Yerushalmi. But before that, it's not. And Pashtus, even Da'oraisa, those ala malachos are usher. Right? And then we had other, we had to discard the Meiri there and the Ramban also here. Maybe, what's the difference between Elisha Ve'elach? Maybe the Sfar of the Yerushalmi is, the earlier malachos are called field malachos, not kitchen malachos. And maybe that's why, you know, sifting, we do it in the kitchen, but maybe it's not at the end game of the baking process, so maybe that's why it was still called a field malacha. And we mentioned that there are other shitas. The Rambam says maybe it's all also derabanan, so that you don't push off these malachas to be done on Yontif. But all the pshatim that we had about ochel nefesh before, the limitations, you would have to put into this gemara as well. Viter. Tani Tanaka Medir Avina, Ein Shonen Kemach B'Yontif, Avonof Atzoro Kisim Bar B'Yado. As the Brisa said, you can't do this second sifting on Yontif, but if a pebble or a splinter fell in, you can take it out. Omerle, Kol Shekein Da'asur. No, Ravina hears this Brisa, he says, no. What do you mean, taking it out with your hand? That's worse. Tahavali Kaborer. That's like Borer. That's Mamish Borer. The second type of sifting is less of a problem. Why? Because you could say you don't really have to do the sifting. You could eat it without the sifting. It's not really accomplishing anything. But here's Mamish Borer. So it would be a problem. We discussed Borer on Yontif Halakha L'maisa earlier, the end of the first parak. Right? What do we paskin if you remember Beis Hillel? Whatever's less tircha. Whatever's less tircha. That's the Borer that's allowed on Yontif. Darish Rava Barav Huna, Zute, Apischa de Narada, he darshin at the doorway of the Pesach of Narada, Shoni came up, Yantif, it's Mutter, Amalu Rav Nachman, Puku, V'imrule le'Abba, go tell Abba, go tell him, Shkila Tivusech Vashadi Achizri, take your goodness and throw it on the bushes, meaning you think you're telling us something. We already know this, Hatter. Puk Chazi, Kami Moholta, Hajim, Narada, see how many, sifters are working in our da, meaning, you're right, but we know this heter already. You're not helping me out here. You know, what kind of a karas hatov do I have for you? You know, we already know it is mutter. To bisud Rav Yosef niala kimcha agaba de meholta. The wife of Rav Yosef used to sift, but with a shinui on the back of the sifter. They used to do a little shinui. Amar la, chazi da'ana rifta ma'alyasa be'ina. Right? He says to her, his wife, I want good bread, meaning do it normally. Do it normally, you don't even have to change it. It's mutter, it's ochel nefesh. To bisud Rav Ashi also, niela kamcha agava de petura. He did it on the back of the table. Rav Ashi, hadi dun barti drami barchama. My wife is the daughter of Rami barchama. Rav barchama, mara de uvda have. He's mara de uvda. Rashi says means, medaktik b'maisav. He's a big tzaddik. Vilav de chazi, me may not shalo avi avda. If she didn't see this in her mother's house, it must be that, in her father's house, it must be that, you know, she must be doing what she saw in the Altaheim. And therefore, I'm not going to say anything to her. Once we're talking about Akaras HaTov, one final, second Chashuki Chemed of the day, and that is Maisa Shahaya. Seems like it was a true story. There was a businessman who happened to be in the New York subway, Rakevet Tachtit in New York. And all of a sudden, somehow he lost his balance, and he fell in front of a train. And Rachman al-Litzlan, everybody was like in shock, everybody knew what was going on, and there was a train coming. And all of a sudden, there was a fellow New Yorker that was sitting on the train, he sees what's going on, and he was a guy who had the means in his physical build to do it. He runs out of the train, he reaches down, he pulls the guy up from by his leg, he saves him, and he puts it on the side, and he goes back into the train, he sits down, waits for the train to move, whatever his train was. And all of a sudden, everybody's like, oh my God, what happened? It's unbelievable. You saved the person's life. Are you okay? And he says, are you okay? Okay, yes. And then they go to this guy sitting in the subway. He says, you could just save the guy's life. You understand what you did? He says, yeah, what? What did I do? I need to get to work. If this guy, something would have happened to him, you know, I would have been 5 hours late to work. I have to clean my dishes. I work for a restaurant. I would have lost my job. Could you please just let me go? He didn't want to talk to the media. He didn't want to talk to anything. So all of a sudden, the guy, he says, when I was saved, I was thinking, I'm going to give this guy $1 million. I'm going to make his life comfortable for the rest of his life. But now I see he was totally shlo lishma. I see he just wanted to get to work. He wasn't saving my life. He was interested in his own business. And if he didn't have to go to work that day, he would have let me stay there. So what kind of hakaras hatov do I have to have for this guy? So, says Rav Zilberstein, it doesn't matter. Right? We know from the Medrash, we mentioned this Medrash years ago. Unbelievable Medrash on the Pasuk by Yisro's daughters. Remember, they come back to their father and they say, Ish Mitzri, Hitzilanu Miyad Haroim. So one shot of that is that they're talking about Moshe. And Moshe didn't deny it, right? And that's the difference between Moshe versus Yosef. Yosef was called Ivri, and Moshe was called Mitzri. But there's another Medrash, Ish Mitzri. What's Ish Mitzri? Moshe says, you think it was me? No, it was the Mitzri in Mitzrayim who wanted to kill me, and that's why I had to run away from him, and that's why I'm here. Ish Mitzri, like the story of... Like the Medrash gives the story, like a baby who's drowning in the water, and a person is near there, and he gets bitten by a snake, and he has to run to the water to wash off his snake bite, and he sees the baby, and he saves the baby. And the baby says, thank you so much for saving me. And the guy says, I didn't save you, the snake saved you. What do you mean the snake saved you? The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated that it was the snake, it bit me, and I'm out of the water. So you see from there, the Ish Mitzri had no intentions, but still we have to be makir that it was the Ish Mitzri. So he says the same thing here. Same thing here, that this person, even though you did it shlo lishma, you have to have hakaras hatov. How much? Nira diyesh la'amod schum sheyoshvei oso makom mevinim shekach roi litein lecha sheyitzil suk hatzala kazu. How much would the average person pay for this type of salvation? Right? How much of that people? So, more than that, you can't give less than that because it's a violation of hakaras hatov. You can't give more than that because of lo sachanim. So you got to find out exactly how much would be given in this situation. Okay. That's that. Right, the last mission in the parak. Holech adam eitzel chen vani aragel etzlo. A person could go to a storekeeper that is ragil to sell him items. V'yomer lo, ten li beitzimeh, goes in b'minyin. Can I have a dozen eggs, please? Can I have 10 nuts? Shekein derach balabayis lios mone b'toch beiso. Because even in a person's house, you know, they say, okay, I need 5 this, I need 10 that. Items that are usually sold by number, that's fine. That's not business, that's not chol activities. Machlokas Rishonim here, are we even talking about a non-Jewish chenvani? Tosfos here says, doesn't matter. Bein shu nachri bein Yisrael. Ein lechalik, Tosfos says. The Ranier has 2 days about it. Meaning, do I have to be worried if I'm going to get eggs, for example? Do I have to be worried that these eggs were laid today? Right, if I'm going to get apples, do I have to be worried that the apples were picked today? Right, that's the machlokas, 2 days in the Rishonim. Tan Rabbanon, holy chadamisal roa haragel asa. A person could go to a shepherd that is ragil by him. Va'omer lo tein li gedi echad otla echad. Could I please have a goat or a sheep? Etzel tabach haragel asa, the butcher. Va'omer lo tein li kav achaz o yarech achaz. Give me a part of an animal, a shoulder, a thigh, it's a patam haragel asa, va'omer lo tein li tor echad o gozel echad. Give me a bird, give me a chicken. You could go and take things from the store. Just ask for items. Give me any of these. Why dafke esrog echad? Why esrog was it? Is it sukkis? You need an esrog. Interesting. As long as you don't mention the schum mida, right, Rashi, kab o kabayim. I mean, that type of measurement. 1, 2, 3, that you can, because that's normal. As long as you don't mention the value, how much it's worth. Not just the measurement, but how much it is worth. So that takes us through the issues relating to uvdin dechol, measuring. Next parak, we'll talk, obviously, still about yantif. That's what this mesech is about, but about totally new activities. Meshav Tamar's daf is major. Mutif shi shogigin is on Tamar's daf. Eating an Erev Yom Kippur. And other issues that come up in Beitza Daf Lamed. Okay, we'll stop here.